today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hang on, Mr. O'Mara, sir, and I will get you, Mr. Suter.
Thank you.
That's Mr.
Proper respect.
Mr. Suter
proper
on the
respect,
phone.
Did I hear that?
Wow.
Was that Mr. Suter?
That's Mr. Suter.
He sounds like a young man.
Hello, Mr. Suter, you sound like you're half your age.
I am half my age.
That's a good answer. It's Iowa sense of humor. I told you about the time I found him under the bed, and he came out from under the bed, and his mouth was all black because he had chocolate in it.
No!
I said, what are you eating? And he goes, nothing.
Yeah. Just like Papa.
Absolutely. One of the great moments when I was just like, yeah, turn this on to all your blind friends.
Yeah. He said he was blind.
I understand. I like you did the preemptive strike.
We need more blind friends.
Like they're all hanging out together. There's a club, maybe.
Yeah, like there's a club.
Blind listeners would be better listeners. You know why?
Why we wouldn't have to do the YouTube?
All right, stop it, both. Can we move on, please?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to be with you. And it's a Friday fun show. Fun Friday, as they used to say at my kids' preschool.
What would they do on Fun Friday that made it so fun?
That would probably, if I was a more engaged father and paid attention to that type of thing, I'd probably be more aware of that.
Fun Friday.
Maybe show and share, which is used to be, in my day, it was show and tell. Yes. You'd bring a prized possession into school, you would show it to the kids, and they couldn't touch it because it was yours. Mm. Taught you how to be more manly. And show and tell. Now it's show and share. So
that's,
you know,
a good thing for Fun Friday.
Well, I mean, it is, but, you know, it's the new world where you bring in your prize toy, and you let all the other little snot grubbers put their hands on it. I'm not necessarily for that.
I remember I must have done show and tell, but I can't remember of any one item that I brought in.
There's an adult version of that at Good Guys at every happy hour.
Oh, that's
Oscar,
show and share.
I'm going to open this up to you, and it concerns our boy Rob Spiewak, fresh off his trip to Hollywood. Where he was on
hasn't
the HBO
changed
show.
Him. Look at it. The Batman shirt. The Batman.
But that shirt looks bigger on him. He's thinner than I am. He's looking good. Let me share this. One of the
camera
funniest
adds
people,
10 pounds, Mike.
He's actually
this is true.
Thinner
so
than
you're even
you're
thinner.
Seeing.
The one of the funnier people on Facebook is our friend Alethea Sanders. She's really, really funny. I'm going to share this post because it was so funny.
Please.
It made me smile. I wasn't happy about it, but she goes, so on Tuesday, I fell in my home. It was my own fault. Long story short, I bought my son a skateboard, but he is too young to understand how dangerous it can be when left out. Dangerous to me, of course. I should have been more mindful of my own safety. I had my kale smoothie in one hand and an armload of folders for work in the other, and strolling through the kitchen to go to the car, I stepped on that effing thing that had not been there 45 seconds before and became horizontal at waist level. She knows how to write. She's smart.
Yeah.
She's funny. And became horizontal at waist level before rudely slamming to the ground. Banged my back of my head and my ass, blunt force trauma, like being spanked really hard. Oh, Alethea. I was able to get up, able to function all day with the help of my physical therapy coworkers, advice of ice for 48 hours. And this morning I woke up feeling mostly back to normal. Well, I was almost done for the day. And while sitting in my car, I turned over so slightly at the waist. And that's when I suddenly had a 3-alarm fire in my lower back. So, yeah, that's just great. Anywho, I find a chiropractor close to my job, and I go to see him. Seems like a nice enough guy. But, okay, what's going on? Stop, 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 stop.
Leave him alone. He's doing the show.
Yeah, right. Quit it.
I go see him. Seems like a nice enough guy, but almost immediately tells me I shouldn't be taking ibuprofen because it's not natural. To which I reply that whether or not something is natural is not meaningful as to whether it's useful or beneficial. Nature wants me dead at 30 and 7 out of my 9 kids dead before adulthood. So don't tell me something is good because it's natural. Then I remember I need this man's help. So don't start arguing with him. And he x-rays me, and my spine is out of alignment in my lower back and neck areas, hoping he can fix me up. I hope my insurance will cover it. Probably won't. And it just was funny.
Yeah.
And then Rob, of course, was right on top. He responds to everybody on Facebook.
First comment. He gets there.
Rob's comment is, "I'm sorry, Sanders. That gives me a sad."
Oh.
You're such a candy ass. You really are. You are. That gives me a sad.
What is that? Vanilla extract.
No, I'm not even that because that's alcoholic.
What is that? That gives me a sad.
Well,
that's
a sad
like saying my bad. That gives you what? A sad face?
That's a sad face? A sad demeanor?
That is so yucky.
You don't want anything to happen to someone that's nice like
that. What about feel
that
better?
That gives me a sad.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Get
all the best. Sad. Warm wishes.
No.
Come on. You're gonna. I feel like I should do the scene from The Godfather with you, Robin. Just grab your head and go, "You can act like a man."
Noted.
I feel weird hearting things. I'm like,
have
I
you
don't
said
know,
that
heart.
Before on Facebook? That gives
I
me
think
a sad.
I've read it on Facebook, so I think
oh,
that's probably
it's
where
not
it
even
from.
Original.
Was it a copy and paste that you have?
It was not a copy and paste. When I go through and just find injured people.
Have a boss birthday. Okay, where's injured people thing? Okay.
Yeah. Boss birthday, that gives me a sad. I'm fine with have a boss birthday. That's a little DJ jivey,
yes.
But that's okay.
That gives me
but,
sad. Reminds me that gives me gas.
That gives me no, that doesn't give me don't make sure you do it the right way. That gives me a sad.
A sad. And Mike, here you go. Here we go. We're at the wedding.
A month ago, he bought the movie rights to this book, a bestseller. And the main character is a guy just like me. Why, you know, I wouldn't even have to act. Just be
Connie Fontaine.
Oh, Godfather, I don't know what to do.
Yes, you can act like a man.
Oh my God!
You're that cries like a woman. What can I do?
That's the best fake cry. Is that not the best fake cry in movies?
How long since you've seen the original Godfather? That's enough to make me want to watch it again this weekend.
Long time with Tony Fontaine. Mm-hmm. But Alethea, get well soon. We hope everything goes well.
Well, if she feels better, will that give you a happy?
Dad, who said
it's
it?
So weird.
I don't know.
If you stole it, do you
it's
have
like what
any
a little kid would say.
All right, let me ask you this. Then I'll ask you this.
All right.
Who in your legion of mobbers
would
post that? Because it's a soft way of communicating.
Johnny Dark?
It's very.
Not Johnny Dark. And Johnny Midnight might. Because it's just, it's, you know, it's almost an ironic way to say it because it is so candy ass. I would think, you know.
What about just being genuine? And like actually writing so something. Hey,
like it is a little. It is a little jive. It is a little like.
Yeah.
It is a little insincere.
It's too Lester.
It's too Lester having a hard time coming out of character, perhaps. And also, I will say,
it a little schmoozy though?
It is.
Isn't it a little Hollywood?
Ciao,
weren't
baby.
You feeling? Weren't
Ciao,
you
baby.
Feeling a little Hollywood after your experience?
It was a weird. It was a weird mix of feeling Hollywood and also being really, really exhausted, like goofy tired. So I withdraw the remark. I hope she never feels better.
No, see, that's passive aggressive.
No,
ass.
No, that's just
that's
a
passive.
Joke.
You're
that was
being
simply
now
a
passive
joke.
Aggressive to me, Slick.
No, not at
you're
all.
You're doing yes, yeah. you are.
No,
you're
no,
being sad.
No.
No, it's just the way. It's kind of like, oh, that gives me a sad. So
as I was saying
in my limousine,
that's
the
right.
Day,
it's half past the hour here.
Yes.
And,
let me tell
and
you
by
about
the way,
the salmon.
Her description of the skateboard was hysterical.
Great,
and if I'm not mistaken, our kids are close in age. I believe Alethea and mine. I think she's got like a 5 or 6 year old or something.
Sounds
like
about
that.
Right.
I'm not sure, but it just was. You know, I didn't process it as kind of Hollywood, but now that I'm looking at it, it was definitely probably you a little fatigued, but feeling pretty, pretty, you know, pretty big
feeling
shot,
good.
Mr. Big Shot. With
feeling
that.
The HBO.
What's that? Is that a blue modern art painting that I'm looking at to your left, Oscar?
Oh no, it's a sound baffle.
Oh, a sound baffle.
Yes.
A pretty blue sound.
Look, a
baffle.
Squirrel.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have my ADD there, you know. Just noticed that.
Mike,
I haven't
is
even
is
begun
it?
With you, but my God, you look like a baby today.
Yeah.
You're completely
Man,
your face is completely
nice
shaved.
To know I can still look young.
You know, Rob is clean shaven right now, or almost clean shaven.
Well, I trimmed it down short, but actually I didn't shave today, so I'm stubbly.
You guys could put your heads together and just kind of resemble an ass.
We would. We totally would. Those guys really are follically challenged over there in D.C.
Must be something in the water.
Both of you with no hair. That gives me a sad.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
It gives me a sad. This is fresh off all my joy for you yesterday. And then I came completely back to earth today when I read that. I got back to my total Rob mode. What's that?
I shaved my goatee because I finished the first season of Animal Kingdom. And I said, well, these gentlemen break the law at all times. And they look like they break the law at all times.
Yeah, they do. And except for Pope. Pope's clean shaven. Pope is Pope the psycho.
Pope, Pope has a demeanor and a disposition that says, I'm going to snuff you out with a pillow after I have sex with you.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Oh, so he's not. You see, I've not seen the program, so this guy, he's not the actual Pope.
If you saw the program, you might not like it.
You would actually stop. You'd be like, oh, it's too uncomfortable.
Is it very dark?
Too uncomfortable. Yeah. It would give you a sad.
Don't give me a discomfort.
Yeah, if you don't
but Dennis
like...
Leary, this season, Dennis Leary joins the cast.
So, I'm on season one.
I like him.
All right, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen...
It's 2 years old. F him. F him sideways.
The most interesting episode this season of Animal Kingdom is Ellen Barkin when she is informed that Dennis Leary, with the character's name Billy, has moved into her house, and she has this visceral reaction when she's on the other side of the glass speaking to her nephew, her grandson in prison, where she's just like, tell him to get out. I mean, she is Ellen Barkin. Oh,
looks
God,
great.
I'd love to get her on the show.
Man,
she's phenomenal.
How old is she now?
I'm not sure. I think she's probably in her 60s.
I would think so. Yeah.
The sex appeal of a 31-year-old.
Wow. And
but she's got this vibe.
Pony.
That's this mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pony's like, oh, man, I love older women.
If only she was a picture of her, then I could be attracted to her, like anime.
Well, 31 would be younger.
I will tell you, this is her role. If you haven't seen, and a lot of our listeners watch Animal Kingdom, this television show, this is her.
Well,
role.
That's why she I got into matriarch. It. I was like, I got to watch this. And I finally, it was sitting in front of me. I paid the $16.99 to watch the first season on demand for that convenience without commercials. I was like, I'll watch in the background while we do stuff like
things.
Admin and run wires. And I got to the first season. And I said, this show is great. There are guys on it. There are hot girls on it. There's lots of sex. I don't know how they get away. I think you said that 2 years ago, Mike, with all the nudity they throw up.
Yeah, they get a little naughty all the time.
Maybe there's the on-demand on-demand might be different than what they put on
so
FX.
So much side boob a lot and of side ass. Boob. I'm like, man.
You know, in profile, your head looks like side boob right now.
Yeah. It absolutely
it's
does.
It's dangerous, too. It's very dangerous. It makes you're on edge. A lot with this show because it's, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and they, you know, they kill people off.
Oh my god!
You don't even see. You don't even know.
I don't even know what's coming.
Wow! I don't think so. Did you finish season one?
Season one. Bought season two.
Is it a two seasoner or
three?
You're on
the third season. You're on the third season.
You got to watch season two. And then you got to get to the end. You got to catch up. You got to catch up this weekend.
All right.
A lot of stuff's going on. This is going crazy. This is great. If you don't finish that, it'll give you a sad.
If I could be honest for one moment.
Yes.
During, and every guy's gone through this. It's a part of learning what you can and cannot do, what you're good at and what you're not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you forget what you're not good at. So I've had the goatee, right?
And I wanted to ask about your shaving process. Did you clip then shave or did you just use a razor?
I clip and then I use the hair.
Like a poodle.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so... I know that the last time I shaved my facial hair, everybody around me, including my wife, said, that's a lot of face. It's a lot of face.
It is a lot of face.
A lot of face, right? A lot of face.
It is a lot of face. I really look like I'm looking at the sun.
I
am self-aware. It's a lot of face.
What
right?
I was thinking when I saw it today was, come forward, scarecrow.
Lion. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. It is a baby face
lot
look.
A lot of face.
You may ink a lot of deals, but you're not going to get any. You know, there's nobody's going to be flirting with you today.
No flirting. So I go up. It's probably 12:30.
Okay.
I'm on episode 9, but I'm also working on a slide deck. Right.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm probably not going to go to bed till 2:30, 3:00. I'm going to go upstairs briefly. And I've been watching all these episodes of Animal Kingdom. And one of the guys had like a really, almost like a faded goatee. And
yeah, my goatee. Really precise.
Yeah, really precise. I was like, man, that looks so cool. I bet you I could do that now and just like knock it out. Because I have different clippers.
Yeah.
And oh, so you screwed up.
So I'm going at it. I'm like, man, this looks nothing like the guy on television.
Yeah.
It's hard work. I said, we've gone too far. And like in a movie, we're like, oh, maybe if I do this and it looked worse. And I do this and it looked even worse. And I finally looked at it, I was like, I look like I have a fake goatee on.
Yeah.
A fake goatee that's been glued on, right?
It'll help you feel better. I've done the same thing.
Yes.
And there was a time about 2 years ago when I had a soul patch for a while because that's the only thing that was left. Because I went and it's just in a subtractive art.
I wake up this morning and my wife, Shannon, looks at me and she said, what happened to your face? I just removed all the hair.
Oh, because when she went to bed, you had a goatee.
I had a goatee.
So when she woke up, it wasn't like the bad goatee left over. You'd shaved it off already.
Yeah. She said, "What happened?" First words, not even good morning. Is everything okay? What happened to your face? I said, it'll grow back just like the hair. I don't know what
happened.
Are
you growing the beard back right away?
Oh,
are you going to grow it back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Can I play him a song, Mike?
This is disturbing.
Would it be okay if I played Oscar just a quick song
as a tribute
to him? I think this would come in handy right about now. I think James Taylor actually played Nats Park last night.
Is this your version of it or is this the original?
It is.
Okay. Take a look at this. This is dedicated to Oscar Santana.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
Face. Now, I'll tell you something. My goatee, I think, is very nicely trimmed.
Yeah.
Carla, speaking of the soul patch, that's the little part under your lip. Mm-hmm. Carla wanted me to get rid of that a while back, so I haven't had that for a
whole
time.
Let's see, because the microphone blocks it. Can you fade left a little bit?
I never knew it was gone.
Because we always see the mic in front of your face.
Oh, by the way, and the reason this goatee is always perfect is because I've had it for 350 years. I haven't changed it. I haven't changed this at all. You know, it's at American University in my leprechaun days where I had the big bushy red beard.
Yeah.
Didn't work for me. I've had this for a million years. I really have. And by the way, this beard, this style is used by everyone. Every man over the age of 50 that rides a motorcycle in America is fat and has this.
Yep, you're right.
Everyone.
However, it's usually longer, though. It's usually longer.
Usually longer.
Yeah, and it comes in bad breath, worse breath, and death breath. When I used to go to the Harley owners groups meeting, it'd just be like, so, how do you like your new Ultra Glide? And I'm like, I'd love to tell you if I wasn't throwing up in my mouth based on your breath.
Now, you and I, we both keep our beards pretty carefully trimmed, and we keep them nice. Do you find that some days you wake up and you feel like it's tripled in length overnight? It goes from looking acceptable to almost like curling into your mouth.
I agree, Rob. I do. And Rob, every single time that happens, it gives me a sad.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name is Zach Galifianakis, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm named after my granddad, my middle name. My native name is Zach Granddad Galifianakis.
When you look like I do, it's hard to get a table for one at Chuck E. Cheese. I was at the Natalie Merchant Laser Show the other day, and when I wrote this next piece of business,
never meet anyone online and agree to meet them out in public. I did that. The first thing the woman says to me is, you don't look like Matt Damon. And I said, you don't look like Penny Marshall. If you read my blog, you know I'm a Pilates freak. And have you seen this show on Lifetime about that woman?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Blinded by the light. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you. Our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday. We love our audience interaction all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by the number one main man in Northern California.
Yes.
The greatest human being in Northern California. I'm talking about Alexander Papp.
Yay! Woo!
If you are thinking of buying a house or selling a house, you need to make sure that you find a great realtor, someone who will be there for you, someone you can count on. You need Alexander Papp. Alex is a one-man show. He does it all, so he's always available when you need him. He's been licensed since he was 18. He lives, breathes, and knows real estate.
Yes.
When you phone him, your call doesn't go to some call center. When you call Alex, he answers because you're calling his cell phone. Phone him. Text him. He's ready to talk one-on-one and give you the attention you deserve and focus on your real estate needs. You're buying, you're selling, whatever you need to do, call Alexander Papp. He's also on social media, but wouldn't you rather just pick up the phone and call him at 916? Write it down. 916-276-2129. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you do. Alex Papp is licensed in the entire state but focuses on NorCal, Northern California, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between. So, if you need a real estate agent that will focus on you, call Alex, 916-276-2129. Alexander Papp, the real deal. He is licensed in California, BRE 019-86031, Prato Real Estate. And we thank him for the business. Cool. Wonderful. Great to have a local realtor from Northern California on the show. I want you to call Alex just to say hello, or if you're buying a house, but just to, you know, let him know. He wants to hear from you. Welcome to the show. Let's get it out of the way. It's been overdue. It's been long overdue. I think we should give our friends in Iowa a call and see how Mr. Bridges is doing. He's probably still doing his show. He goes till 10 o'clock.
Oftentimes later than that. And remember, there's the time difference, so it's only 8:43 out there.
8:43. Let's see.
Drive time, happens. Mike.
And by the way, are we still on there at 5 p.m.? Is that when we come on?
Roughly about 5, yeah.
Cedar Rapids? How far is that from
Cedar Rapids? I think it's a drive, an easy drive.
Really?
I think so.
Yes, this is the Mike O'Mara Show calling the Captain Steve and Bonkers Show.
Hang on, Mr. O'Mara, sir, and I will get you Mr. Suter.
Thank you.
That's Mr.
Proper respect.
Mr. Suter on the phone.
Proper respect, and I hear that. Wow. Is that Mr. Suter?
It's Mr. Suter.
He sounds like a young man.
Hello, Mr. Suter, you sound like you're half your age.
I am half my age.
That's a good answer. It's Iowa Sense of Humor. That's why we love that radio station right there. Absolutely.
Boys, hang on. Let me get Captain Steve. He will love hearing from you. Hang
Thank you,
on.
Tom.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, they're obviously playing a record.
Listening to KCJJ.
Woo! Yeah, we're going to play a record now.
All right, stop picking on him. That's...
He loves it.
Found a family truckster that's used in Cedar Rapids.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean something that might be the Santana family vehicle?
Yeah, Shannon's car's dying.
Is it a crossover or a proper station wagon?
It's a classic.
What are you doing?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey!
I had a song on. It's a great song. Maybe the best song I ever played. Maybe. What are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Steve. We decided it was long overdue that the Captain Steve radio show got a call from the Mike O'Mara radio show. So we're all here, Oscar, Rob, and myself, just to say hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Woo! How are you doing? No, how are you doing? How's everything going? One YouTube channel. We're on the other YouTube channel.
Oh, dueling YouTubes.
Yes, it's very exciting.
I love
it. It's very exciting, and we are really, really happy to still continue our stellar relationship with KCJJ in Iowa.
Yes, we still have you on the air.
That's exciting.
You still have a clear here.
That's right. And you still have the distinction of being the only one. That's right. And we are thrilled.
And
we
therefore thrilled our favorite.
Our favorite. Yeah, you're the best. You're our number one. Yeah. You're our number one guy.
I just talked to somebody in, I think, Wisconsin yesterday about carrying you.
Oh.
I've been pushing for it. Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Cool.
Well, that's, one of the things we should say to our listening audience is that as far as radio affiliates, Steve has not only had us on for a very long time, but he's also been an ally whenever we are considered by another radio station. And
never needy.
They're a handful, these radio stations. Yeah. And Steve always gives us a letter or a phone call and always supports us. We appreciate that, Captain.
Well, that guy said, look, I'm, I just lost a staffer and I can't even go out for dinner. And I said, I got this program that you can run and then go out for dinner, come back, the program will be over.
Now, Steve, that's do that,
I love it.
When you do that,
and
Steve,
by the way, that is the that's the average time of the show on radio.
One meal.
When we have the
go have a great
one,
meal,
a good meal, a good meal.
You make it a great one.
Yeah, you won't have to rush through it.
Steve, was that a hard sell or a soft sell when you do the dinner time pitch?
We love you here. I mean,
is your newsman working with you today?
Jim Hunter?
Where's the newsman? Hunter, he remembered your name.
Yeah.
He remembered your name. Get in there.
Thank you, Rob.
Get in there.
He doesn't know Hunter it was Rob that said that.
Hunter was just saying the other day, you never remember his name.
Jim Hunter is always top of mind. I am a huge fan of Jim Hunter. Rob is the one that forgets it all the time.
Are you sure it's Jim? I thought it might be Tim Hunter.
It's Tommy Hunter or Jim Lang.
Tim Lang!
From the dating game.
It's Hey Hunter.
By the way, I love all the Hunters. I really do. I like his sister Holly, his brother Tab. There's an old one for you, Steve.
You're king of the Hunters.
And Hall of Famer Catfish. Don't forget him.
Catfish? That's the best. You win. You win the Hunter game. Catfish Hunter rocks. So how's everything out there at KCJJ? Is there anything you want to plug on our show? Anything
Do for you?
Yeah. Anything we can do for you? Get people to move to Iowa? What do you want? What's going on?
Actually, we are working on a fundraiser, something that I am very fond of, called the Help Steve After 54 Years Retire fundraiser.
Very good.
Where people could send in money. Yes, a lot of money.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we're going to be launching our own fundraiser on Monday, so we don't have time to do that.
Dueling fundraisers, Steve. Yeah.
No,
Steve. I know you talk about retirement all the time. You're 87 years old now, and my question to you is: when do you plan on packing it in? Just out of curiosity.
Listen, very seriously, this morning, about an hour ago, I just said, "Hey, Labor Day weekend's next weekend."
Oh no!
Over August.
Oh no. Wow.
It's not good. As long as I am able to come in here every freaking day at 3:00 in the morning and work till 5:00 at night and worry about all the employees and the expenses and taxes and things, I'll be here.
That's good news.
Steve Bridges. Oh, you rock, Steve. You rock. You got a gold mine out there. And the new digs are working out well. Your new studio location, everything hitting on
fantastic.
All eight there.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got beautiful, beautiful studios. Do you know something? Seriously, you post pictures of your kid. And that kid is so ridiculously adorable, almost as adorable as my grandchildren.
He's great. He's fantastic. I love that boy. I really do. Even when he wakes up like he did this morning, kind of whiny. He was a little sleep deprived. Later in the show, I'm going to be talking about the greatest babysitter. We found this kid that's trying to get a little mad money before he goes to his first year of college. And he's not really a babysitter as much as he just sprints around the yard with my kid for 2 hours when when we get a chance to go into town and get groceries. So he's the greatest babysitter. I don't know how he's going to go back to our regular babysitters that that don't have that same level of energy. But I love our son, but he was a little whiny when he woke up today. And he's on this 5-year-old theme where he says, you and mommy are mean to me. I said, no, we're in charge of you.
Don't
confuse it.
I'm smelling a reboot of Charles in Charge.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now that Rob Spiewak has the pipeline to Hollywood, who knows? Maybe we'll all have television shows.
It'd be excellent. Charles in Charge without a Republican a-hole in charge of the guys, right?
Oh, that's right, Scott Baio.
Is really. But you know what? He gets a lot of plus points with me because he still has on Arrested Development the Bob Loblaw Law Blog. That's one of my favorite jokes ever. He plays Bob Loblaw.
Bob Loblaw?
Bob Loblaw. He's a lawyer. And so he maintains the Bob Loblaw Law Blog.
If anybody's listening right now, I believe that two shows have actually stopped right now.
Yeah.
I believe two, not one, but this is a new record. Two shows with Rob Spiewak's recamping of the Scott Baio show have actually stopped in their tracks, which is a tremendous accomplishment.
It's an amazing show of power.
You know, Rob, the other the night I thought of you when I was watching Decoy with the really hot Beverly Garland.
Ah, she is box.
What year would that movie have come out in, boys, just for the rest of
that was a TV show. That was a TV show in 1953.
Yeah, that was before she became the more matronly Beverly Garland, who ended up on My Three Sons, and she opened a hotel.
That show is being shown on the Decades Channel. This is CBS's answer to, we're not going to spend anything. Everything's public domain.
Decades. That's what that is.
Yeah, Decades. Oh, their motto is the blurriest videotape in town.
So is that a regular thing? Do you watch Decades?
I don't get Decades, but I've read about it. Yeah.
Wow, Decades. Sounds exciting.
Listen, right at the height of the news hours between 5 and 7, 2 hours of laugh-in.
Oh well, see, I'd watch that. I'd tune in to laugh-in. I'd actually watch laugh-in.
Just as good as it did last year.
You know, it really, there's so many shows now. I'm trying to think. Stranger Things, the Netflix show, had a promo about that was all 80s, where they put them all in the 80s costumes. But if you really want to get a feel for the 80s, just go back and look at some of that that 70s and 80s television.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It really will show you what it really looked like.
Stuff on
70s
videotape.
More so, right?
Stuff like, that's shot on videotape.
Like the Match Game, for example, from the 70s, you'll see the wide lapels and the bell bottoms and all that stuff.
The thing about when you watch the Match Game is that it's shot on videotape, and it was never meant to be seen on a big high-def television. It was meant to be seen on a 19-inch tube, right? So when you put it on a 55-inch set, you look at those people and you say, they look unwashed. Those stars look unclean.
Hygiene. Well, Captain and Billy Hunter, it is really... No, I love Jim. I love Jim, and so do all our listeners.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Always a thrill, and keep rocking at AM 1630 KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa. And, you know, if you're out in that part of the world, you're traveling around, drop by and say hi to Steve. He'd love to entertain you. We've had listeners visit him over the years. Steve, keep on keeping on, and I hope everybody's happy and doing well in your world.
And go Hawkeye Volleyball.
And go Hawkeye Volleyball.
Yeah, that's Oscar's favorite team.
You know, just around the corner, Hawkeye Football, Oscar.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's red hot.
We got to get you guys out here again.
Well, you know what? We would love to visit our lone affiliates. Not like there are any other affiliates.
Let's get it on.
So that's exciting. You guys rock. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks,
there
Rob.
He goes.
See you guys later.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
There he goes. That's Captain Smooches. Steve. And
That's
and,
like the grandpa I never had.
And Jim Hunter, he's you know,
he's
I think
so
he's
sweet,
do it forever.
So nice.
Oh, yeah, I think so too. I don't think you could take it out of him. You know, he's still, if there's a thunderstorm in the overnight, he will get up and go and cover it. He will turn his radio station back on and go live to cover a
when
thunderstorm.
When I get a message from him, a personal message, like even a congratulations, a happy birthday, it shocks me that the man who wakes up at 3 a.m. and goes home at 5 p.m. if he's lucky.
Yeah.
Has the time and is as thoughtful to call a fledgling DJ in DC or write and say, hey man, I'm thinking about you. So nice.
Yes, he's a good guy.
Very
so
nice. Kind
very
man.
Nice
he's
guy.
A very, very kind man, and he's 340 years old. And it's really, really great that he's doing that. We have to take a break.
He loves Beverly Garland. We know that.
He'll never go digital. He's just analog.
I tell you, between the old TV references, I was sleeping during the interview. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more throws of the Michael Mara Show.
Uh-oh.
Attention, food lovers. I misspoke. We are just 3 days away from our first annual TMOS fundraiser. You gonna love it. That's it. That's the promo. Mm-hmm. That's the tease. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. He who hesitates is lost.
True.
Sound advice, especially when you are talking finances. Listen up, hesitators. The Fed has announced 5 more rate hikes in the next 2 years, so you better get moving. So you better get moving. Only 38 days. Now, if you hesitate, you lose. So you got to lock in now while rates are still super low and you can get cash out for any reason. Debt consolidation. Eliminating PMI.
Yes.
Home improvement.
Hmm.
A chocolate fountain. A baby pool made of brat ass.
Made of what?
And of brat ass.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, the ill-fated divorce buyout. Plus, get pre-approved before you work with a real estate agent. Hey, listen, Cornerstone First Financial, they're going to give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the greatest babysitter in the world.
Does I will he not have mention a first his name because you can't give I'm a not going
to
give it.
Don't know whether he wants it, to do that.
Black, white, so Hispanic, Asian.
Celebrity
he looks like.
I don't judge. I don't judge people. He's a nice
Channing
kid.
Channing Tatum.
He's
abs, no abs.
He's a thin kid. He's tall. He's got
waistline.
He's got a great attitude.
Built for speed.
And he's
not for pleasure.
He is. The thing about it is, my son, when we say he's coming over, goes out of his mind because they just go into a dead sprint.
And do you think that this kid, because you said he's getting ready to go back to college, do you think he'll act the same way at college when he sees a co-ed? Just chase them around for 2 hours?
We're only praying one thing, that next year, if that he comes back, and that next year when he, you know, because who knows at that age, where, you know, what kind of opportunities they have during the summer. But he floated out an email around town, right around, with my family out here. And he said, I'm looking for a few extra bucks. And I've babysat for my nieces and my nephews and my brothers for years. And I'm a qualified babysitter. I can do that. And he came over and it was just like, he will get down to Michael's level and he will be chased around the yard with a Nerf gun.
Right.
He will help him with his Legos. And it's not like having a babysitter. It's like having a playmate. And it's absolutely fantastic. And he is the kindest kid you will ever meet.
That's
and
great.
My son is exhausted when we come back after like 3 hours. And we are using this kid every opportunity we get. And it's like, you know, I said to him the other day, I said, you ought to have a cot in the house. It's that fantastic. And it really, and he's a sweet kid. And the thing about it, he's got a little brother, so he knows the drill.
Right.
We know his mom, and it's just, it's fantastic. So
now when he wears,
solved the problem.
When he wears Michael out, Michael sleeps really good that night, of course, because he's all worn out.
He didn't sleep well last night. He came into our bed about 4 o'clock in the morning, which was just, he had some sort of monster dream. And but that didn't have to do with the babysitting. That had something to do with what he watches right before. We let him watch one tune at night, one cartoon, and he watched Scooby-Doo. And I'm burning Scooby-Doo.
No!
I'm burning
Scooby-Doo's the greatest.
Scooby-Doo is horror, anger. How many people?
The Mystery Machine.
How about every bad guy on Scooby-Doo that's like,
you back to the thing.
They always get him at the end, as long as you can give him the full 22-minute episode.
I know. The only reason I would ever burn Scooby-Doo is because I feel they're hotboxing that Mystery Machine every time they jump in it.
Yeah, I think Shaggy. Shaggy's Boy Scoob, I sure am hungry.
Boy Scoob, look at this spliff.
I might have blown it yesterday when I was watching like my 14th viewing of a viral video.
Of what?
Which was the big lady from McDonald's, the massive girl
with the head
at McDonald's that got into a fight with the lady that threw the milkshake at her.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that video?
Oh, definitely.
What a pleasure. Because, I immediately, believe it or not, as much of a rebel as I am, I always side with the man. So I'm with the lady that's working at the Mickey D's, right?
Mike, if you didn't respect authority, you wouldn't be where you are today.
Exactly. And I read the comment that said, you know, a lot of these kids, a lot of these miscreants, a lot of these juvenile delinquents have been rolling into this Mickey D's and getting a water cup and filling it with soda.
Not okay
for the management. I'm for management. You can't give this stuff away.
No.
You
know, McDonald's, all the margins would probably say otherwise.
You know what? I was for the management. But the only thing I see in the clip is that this girl, I can't tell what she looks like because all you see is her hair.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a too tight pair of shorts. And she's wearing like a tube top. She's dressed trashy. She's dressed a little trashy. And she throws a milkshake at the manager. And the manager's walking at her. And the manager comes into the frame.
Yes.
And the manager is larger than William the Refrigerator Perry, but it's a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes around the corner and she manhandles this little juvenile delinquent like you would not believe. And I'm watching it and I'm into it. I like watching it. I like it at the end. At the end, the girl's coming back at her with a chair.
Yes.
And she's kind of, and the lady's giving this like, I don't care. You do what you bring it. You do what you want. I love that look. That look in a fight that just says, I got you. I got you handled. And I'm watching it the fifth time. And all of a sudden I hear, and breathing behind the couch, right to my right is my son. And I turn around.
I turn around.
And he has this little grin on his face that he's been enjoying it as much as his daddy. Yeah. Even a five-year-old can enjoy gratuitous
violence. How many times did he see it?
I have no idea. He sneaks up on me lately. You know, he thinks he's sneaky. Like, you know, he'll be in his room, and all of a sudden I'll see this little head go by. Yeah, I know what he's doing. He's going into the kitchen
because
he's getting himself a snack. And it's
you should tie a bell around his neck.
I told you about the time I found him under the bed, and he came out from under the bed, and his mouth was all black because he had chocolate in it.
No!
I said, what are you eating? And he goes, nothing.
Yeah. Just like Papa.
Absolutely.
Well, you know the greatest the snack bust ever.
Like Papa.
The acorn does not fall far from the tree.
Oh, God.
The greatest snack bust in our house, Robert had, when he was growing up, one of those beds that was a loft that had a desk under it. And so you'd climb up and sleep on the top bunk. There's a desk under it.
Elizabeth had one like that, too. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's got the bed up top, and then underneath is the study area. It was beautiful and expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. And he ended up chewing his guardrail up. He's just a strange kid. We had to list it on Craigslist and said, structurally sound, but lots of teeth marks.
He'd bite the wood?
He'd chew on it at night, yeah. I don't know.
Whoa.
Like a dog?
That was after the cancer, so they're not related, so we're not going to sue the furniture company.
Like a side gnaw or like a full mouth over a rail?
Yeah. And
teething? Kind of like like a
puppy? I guess, yeah, but I mean, he was past that. And finally, I mean, it started where...
Just out of curiosity, you remember how old he was when he was chewing on the guardrail?
18? No, I'm kidding. probably four or five. But it might be something in the family. My dad was an obsessive. He'd bang his head against the wall before he fell asleep when he was little.
Is your family okay with you sharing these things? These are not normal. These are things
if
that people.
We don't share it. How can we get better?
These are traits and maybe habits that people don't want the general public to know about themselves.
I know is HBS. He banged that love of poon into his brain. So everybody's enjoying those.
This reminds me of my childhood.
Has he been freed yet from Facebook?
He's back.
He doesn't
on.
Post on my page anymore because Mrs. O'Mara forbade it.
Yeah, he is back. He had a slight hiatus over I think the month of June going into July, but he's back now.
What normally, and let me ask this question, what normally puts him on hiatus? Because it's not a self-imposed hiatus.
No, no.
It's normally someone he's banned from
him.
Facebook.
Someone reports him based on something he posts.
Is there a particular type of photo that will get him in more trouble?
Because he's
put some racy ones
It
there.
Seems to me that the buzzword is nipple. I think if it's...
Oh, really?
Because, you can go... And he's not a big one for the other area that some people love to really feature. He's more of an up-top guy.
Wait. Who loves to feature that?
Oh, you've seen people that get on the pinup appreciation page. And
what's the pinup appreciation?
Oh, you don't know about this?
This is another page that was started by his fans.
There is a subreddit or a sub Facebook page.
Is that why it's red on top?
No, no, no.
It's got a different color.
Is there a name for it? I'll go to it right now.
I think it is. You need to be invited. Appreciation.
It's a closed group for perverts.
It's not for perverts.
I'm there every day.
It's pretty good.
Pinup appreciation.
And when I get a notification.
TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society?
Yes. That's it. That's it.
All right. Do I have to? I don't know whether I have to join or not, but.
Oh, why not? Everybody's doing it, Mike.
A wonderful cover page with the girl hitchhiking?
Yes, that's the one.
Is that the one?
If you need to be invited, I can invite you, I believe.
No, I can't. Rob, I've got the wife that would tell me to pound sand, you know, with that.
You can say it was an
accident. Wife doesn't let you look.
Oh, what the hell? You know what? I'm a man. I'm joining the group. I just joined the group.
Yeah, you know why? You showed her.
Oh, I don't want the three. Oh, this is pervy. Who is HBS? I gave him the name. I'm not answering that.
Two for Tuesdays.
Oh, look at that. I forgot there's a quiz. There's a quiz to get in.
Listen, this is disgusting. Listen to this. This is the
You have to explain what this is. This is the quiz to get into the group.
Horny Bob Spiewak, Rob's father, posts pictures of scantily clad women online every day. Yes. He's gotten in trouble for it. Wait, he's been
disciplined
by Facebook.
Don't give away the answers. We just want the people in the know in there.
All right. Yeah. So there are three questions in order to join this perv society.
Hey, Mike, answer me these questions three.
Please answer these questions from the admins. Who's an ad? Is your father an admin?
No, I don't think he has anything to do with this page, except probably enjoying
it. It helps them review membership requests. Only they can see. How many members does it say? Well, it doesn't say here. Who is HBS?
Okay.
Do you have a problem with an occasional nipples, side boob, or cheeks? And what is Rob's favorite casserole?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not an admin for this?
No.
No, mm-hmm. None of us are, Mike. No. When I was invited, I looked, and I was like, well, I guess I'm not an admin.
Yeah. Right, I think what they're doing is they're keeping it above board, because anyone who listens with anything above a casual interest in this show is going to know the casserole
289
answer.
Horny members.
Oh, wow. My God.
And look at their members.
It was created about...
a testosterone.
This guy named Jeremy is...
hot in here.
There are women. There are women members.
Yes, there are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. We don't just objectify.
Hey, there'll be more today, because there have been zero in the last 30 days.
Yeah, well, because we try to keep it tight.
So to speak. Yeah. Use a different phrase.
You're not an admin, are you?
I mean, no, but no. Just like some people feel like this is their show, I feel like that's I'm part of that
page.
You
want to keep it exclusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike, once we go public, people will ruin it.
Yeah.
I'm
like the last season of Seinfeld. Everybody was watching.
Or Augusta National, and they let women in.
Yeah. Ooh, boo.
I'm going to put parentheses. I named him. Because I did.
So while you answer your quizzes, I want to finish up that Robert had this loft bed, and in the back of it, there was like a cabinet, because there was like maybe a foot wide. You could put stuff in there. We were cleaning it out. We found a 3/4 empty container of cake frosting. And I think it was lemon cake frosting.
Oh my God.
And he had spirited it out of the pantry and kept it in his bedroom to eat icing. And I said, again, what's this about? He said, I don't know. I said, we're lucky we're not overrun with vermin and ants.
All right, my three answers.
I don't care if I give them away.
Well, they're going to have to update the quiz.
My three answers are Horny Bob Spiewak. I named him.
Yes.
Do you have a problem with occasional nipple side boob cheeks? No effing way. and then for the last one, Rob's favorite casual, tater tots. The kids like it. And now I just send that.
That's all you do. And you're in like Flynn, baby.
Admins will receive your answers. You'll be notified if your request to join has been approved.
There's a screening process.
Yes. Not just anybody.
Tell everybody.
Why do I think I'm going to get in trouble?
You're not.
Because
Mike,
I am.
Mike, when you, once you're in... Okay, you know how sometimes you'll be on the street here in D.C. and you're like, oh, it's sundress season.
Yeah.
How beautiful, right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel every time I get a notification the new pinup has been posted.
Yeah, it's like the occasional non-humid day in August.
Wonderful. Yeah. We're all pervs. We'll take a break. Come back. I want your movie review about the movie you went to see. One of your shoot 'em up action adventure. Whatever. Iron Man, whatever.
Denzel.
We'll come back and more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Americast. Marcus isn't in right now. How can I help you?
Hola, mijo.
Hi. Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Is something I could do for you on the Americast helpline?
Right now is too many. The problem with something interesting to learn.
Well, on Americast, you'll learn about all the shows on the More Network.
I don't watch too much.
Well, you can watch TMOS on YouTube, but mostly you just listen to Americast.
When he start doing that?
Oscar?
Yeah.
He doesn't do Americast.
Really?
Well, if you want to hear more about Oscar, subscribe to the Americast show.
No, and in this moment we are going through hell. They raise good family. I give it my life for them.
Well, you raised a good son. Give O'Mara Cast a shot, huh?
I don't have interest in to show something I don't have interest. Bless you. Hasta luego.
Okay. Bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That's a great
that
promo.
Genius.
Who's the author of that?
That's
one
Courtney there? Calkins right there.
Oh, well done, Courtney, Calkins.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what are you going to do?
It's anyway. Come along. Hey, you know what?
Mike, that's exactly what I said when I
downloaded
it.
A great promo is a great promo.
It is. Great promos right? are great. Well, nice job. Nice work, Courtney. This segment of the program brought to you by Liquid IV. I'd love to show you my Liquid IV, but that's all I have left.
And it's gone.
Yesterday, my package arrived that I bought of my Liquid IV, and Carla said, "Why'd you get so much?" I said, "Because I'm drinking it every day. Mm-hmm. This is phenomenal stuff. It's a non-GMO electrolyte drink that you simply add to you add the packet to a bottle of 16-ounce bottle of water. It gets the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So why would you do it? And it tastes so amazing. It's so delicious. It's can I find anything else that's as good? It's impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible. It delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, it contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. Hydration is the key to feeling your best. It's vegan, free of gluten, dairy, soy. Liquid IV also donates 1 serving to people in need for every order placed.
Hmm.
So that's every single time you buy Liquid IV, somebody gets it in need. That's great, especially in places where hydration is key. Whether you're an everyday athlete, a traveler, a social butterfly, a little too much evening that needs a little help bouncing back from the night before, you're going to love the convenient, delicious hydration of Liquid IV, and that's how much I have left. And Carla's out of the house, and I'm doing a show, so I can't.
There you go.
Now we have even less left.
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone.
I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings. So don't wait. Get hydrated today. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS.
Perfect.
What is that dash thing? Just tell me. Is that? I just put in Liquid IV and I got to their website.
Yeah, the easiest way to do it, they have a little button on our website. Yeah. Just go to the Mike O'Mara Show website and click right
on our website.
Bam. That's what
we, easy peasy.
Mike, so how long do you think it's going to take me to get approved here for this?
Check
this,
and see if you've been approved now.
Oh, yeah.
What do I just reload it?
Is that I think I so. Do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right,
hold on just a
and
second.
Then you can upload any of your favorite pictures that you like.
All right, I'm going to do that. Request sent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm logging.
Who will
in
your
right
first
now.
Pinup be? Like Linda Carter?
You requested to join this group. Admins have received your answers. You will be notified, so it still hasn't happened.
Damn it.
Come
get
on,
off the
Jeremy.
Stick.
For God's sake, please. I'd like to know.
Please.
Let me see what's going on here right now.
I can't see anything because Oscar's an admin, isn't he?
I mean, I'll see if I am. I'm not 100% sure.
Listen to him. He knows all about it.
I'm an admin or not.
I'm
going
to
have to just...
I have not signed off on this perversion. It just popped up one day.
Yeah, it happens all around us.
Oscar, tell us about your recent experience with the movie.
Okay. Equalizer 2. If you remember The Equalizer as a kid, I don't. I didn't even know that.
Edward Woodward. I think it was an
no
ABC
one cares.
Show. Oh, like a regular... This is not superhero stuff.
No one cares about The Equalizer old school. We care about the new one. I'm just giving some context that it was before a TV show, right? And he would exact justice by using weapons outside of guns. This is the same type of movie. It's the second one. But Denzel is using his own wits... And a stopwatch.
Oh, wait.
Now
I'm all in.
People.
Hold on. I'm totally in on this now. This is not superhero stuff.
No.
No.
Did you love it?
Mike, let me ask you something. Yeah. When you move to Maine, do you shut off all blinders of the rest of the world? Do you not watch television? Because this movie, it's been outside of Mission Impossible, it's Equalizer 2, Mission Impossible. Trailer.
I watch. I'll tell you exactly what I watch. I watch news.
Yes.
And I watch my DVR programs. I really don't watch regular television. I just don't. I don't.
You watch any of those shows about people that bake cakes?
You mean like what?
Cake
Reed
Wars,
Drummond or something like that?
Cupcake
you know?
Battles,
what
all
about
that stuff?
No,
that
I don't watch
show
that. Carla watches
TLC
that.
About those people.
No, I don't watch that either.
The
no,
show on Lifetime that. About that woman?
By the way, Reed Drummond?
Oh,
that's my
her.
New favorite food lady.
You like her?
Oh, I love Reed Drummond.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like her. I don't like her.
She's
at all.
Super phony. She's super funny with the "Hey, how are you now?" She talks baby talk. Yeah. But it's the only reason I love her is because she makes the simple like fatty food.
You know who's horrible? Is the Frontier Woman.
The Frontier Woman.
Have you seen her? No, always, it's the same plot every day. The family's out doing something, and she has to make a huge deal that has lots of cheese and corn in it because they live on a ranch. And I finally
I thought that was Ree Drummond.
No, the Frontier Lady is a different lady, I think. Let me check. I double check.
Why don't you look it up?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm teasing you. I know you probably subconsciously don't even think about movies because you have to drive an hour to see a movie.
Yeah, we were in Bangor yesterday and we didn't. I was looking at the theater longingly.
Yes. Here in the big city, you can actually walk down the street and go. You know this. You know the theater I go to. I go right down the street in Georgetown, right?
Right.
So I'm lucky enough to be able to walk there. I walk there, and for some time, I thought The Equalizer was coming out in August. I was wrong. So last weekend...
I'm a big Denzel fan.
Yeah. Last weekend, I was like, oh my God, this is out. I'm going to go see it. And when I walked in, the theater was packed. Was the number one movie at the box office last weekend. And I don't know what Denzel's taking, if it's HGH, if it's testosterone supplements, whatever it is. And I know that black don't crack and Latinos have that same complexion. God willing, I will also have that as we get older, we don't look
you
that
won't
much older.
Look a day right? over 30.
We need something that rhymes with Latino. Yeah. So it's like black don't crack and Latino.
I'll let you deal with that on your off time.
Mike, it is Ree Drummond. She is the pioneer. I'm sorry, and I misspoke. Not Frontier Woman. Pioneer Woman. I thought Ree Drummond was the one with the blonde hair that does like half cake mix stuff. Oh, good.
No. Ree Drummond is a redhead.
Yes,
she is. A beautiful redhead.
But have you ever noticed that her family can't wait to get out of the house every morning? She must be a bitch on wheels.
But she makes incredible food.
Lots of cheese, lots of corn.
Yeah. So she's wonderful.
The Equalizer.
Yeah.
Denzel this time is driving a Lyft car. They've hipped it up, right? They're like, all right, he can't just be walking around retired, trying to stay underground.
So he fights crime and helps people with their errands.
He's a vigilante.
Now, before you go on, you know what? You hate it when I do this, but I have to do this because The Equalizer, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Audience
score only 74%, and audiences are all like,
critics. You're not athletic. Hey, can't put together a paperclip and a pen and take down a full mob, like counterterrorism crew, right?
Does Ree Drummond have a good Rotten Tomatoes rating?
Oh, see, let me read the first pan that
Please.
It gets, Oscar.
A pan.
Says, this comes from Michael O'Sullivan, who writes for the Washington Post, and he says, McCall, I guess that's the director of the of the Equalizer, for all his high-minded talk, seems to take a little too much sick glee in all the bloodletting he engages in. I'm all in.
That's good.
What I want to see. Bring on the blood. I'm okay with
Washington
that.
Washington Post. This is why people don't like you. You got people like this writing stuff like that.
Hey, but you have to admit that democracy dies in darkness.
Yes, and so does bad reviews.
So do bad reviews.
So what do you give it on the Oscar meter?
I give it, if I'm going to go 1 to 10.
How many paper clips do you give it?
8 paper clips.
8 paper clips out of a possible 10.
Kind of a twist that has to do with the setting of all the killing. That I could have done without.
Killing you could do without the killing?
No, the setting of the killing. Like usually it's close quarters contact. At the end, that kind of changes. And then I'm not giving anything away.
Okay.
I'm not giving anything away.
Is he talking about like it's in a football field or something?
Maybe.
Or what's the could setting be. You mean like where it takes place?
Okay. They leave Boston proper and they go somewhere else. And I like my vigilante killings to be in urban areas. That's just me. Right?
Why is Denzel doing so many vigilante killing movies?
Well, he's a new Equalizer.
Man on Fire was kind of that
true.
Big one.
That is a classic.
Dakota Fanning as the little kid that he's trying to get back. And oh, man, when he chops the guy's fingers off taped to the steering wheel. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh. That guy was
a
goner from
the word go. Puts that receptacle you know where
Denzel,
and then he walks away.
Denzel.
We end up... And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, Denzel looks so great still.
He has
and
forever.
And
I've had a man crush on him forever.
He's so athletic, and now he's driving for Lyft. And
should that really make him more attractive to you?
Well, the character, the way that they've laid out the character, right?
Right.
He takes care of his community, but the dollars that he gets from Lyft aren't dollars he needs. He just drives people around because he likes people, right?
He drives people around because he likes people.
Yes, And then when he finds a problem.
And you like that. You like that he's a Lyft driver. you like that he's a Lyft driver and he's driving people around. So that's what makes you, that's what turns
and
he, you on.
And he's helping people.
And he's helping people too.
And he's killing the people that he's that have wronged the people that have ridden in
I'll
his
have to
car.
Really work hard on my Denzel.
Please do. Oh my God, that'd be so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll work on that. I'll work on that. It's a long way off.
Like for, what's his Lyft rating?
He actually makes jokes about
that. Does he really?
Yes. So, and this is not.
Everybody knows the Silver Surfer. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to pull my my Crimson Tide.
So, I just briefly, at the beginning, this is in the trailer, so I'm not spoiling anything. He picks up a call girl, right?
Yes, he does.
And a call girl is put in his car that clearly looks like she's been roughed up, right? Mm-hmm. She goes back to. He drops her off. Denzel goes back to where the ride initiated, knocked on the door, says, "Hey, your credit card didn't work out. We gotta fix this." And then when he walks in, he scopes out the room. At that point,
He's equalizing. That's what he's doing, Mike,
because
he's
they
the
roughed
equalizer.
Up this girl.
Good. See, that's it. Denzel is the actor that says that screams justice.
Yeah, yes. But he's doing it without guns, which is even more, I guess, for me. It's easy. I love it.
Here's a fantasy of mine. Yes. You see Denzel walk into the Oval Office and go, "Well, who's the big shot now?" You know?
I wouldn't go that far, Mike. I wouldn't go that far. Sorry,
what is the most creative? Can you describe one creative killing that doesn't spoil the movie?
That's for me. I like, and this is not an anti-gun rant. This is more like, I want to see how you can show me how you could take a piece of a 3-foot piece of Ethernet and somehow
modern
find a way to decapitate your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Pony knows how to do that. Anyway, we have to take a break. Technical advisor on the movie.
Yeah.
I know.
Your segment's coming up, so we have to have more of you. So I have to take a commercial break because it's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take
coming up next because it's Friday on the Mike O'Mara
Show. What happened
to
those sugar gliders? Pony Boy equalized them.
Eight paper clips. We'll be right
back.
Thank
you.
It's Political Persuasion.
Yo, VIP.
And now, here's Chris.
Let's kick it.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I have a special guest, Michael Cohen. He's going to talk about his secret tapes. Plus, we're going to talk about Russia and why abolishing ICE is a stupid idea. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
You were on fire yesterday during PP. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. I believe it was the delightful Mr. George Thorogood who coined the phrase, bad to the bone. Good old George. He was indeed bad to the bone. And that was fine for Mr. Thorogood. But let's focus on you. You can be bad to the bone, but don't be bad to the bonus. You must respect the bonus because the TMOS bonus show is what makes the rest of the TMOS shows possible. The TMOS bonus show is the backbone of the Mike O'Mara Show body. For pennies a day, you can support your favorite podcast and be repaid in laughs too plentiful to mention. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content. It'll be yours and yours alone. Bad to the bone, but good to the bonus. Plus, you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you.
Mike.
Oh.
Yes?
Before we get to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
I've been trying to figure out if I was an admin. In fact, I was. Yes. Someone had ghosted me on there and said, I guess Oscar needs to be an admin on the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society. I've added you as a friend. You have to accept my invitation.
Oh. All right. So you reviewed his answers and they were acceptable?
No. All I did was go there and I was like, I can add a member. I can add him as a member.
You fast-tracked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, he doesn't need an application. The man is a star.
That's right. All right, this way, Mr. Denzel Washington.
And by the way, well done, Jane Seymour, back in the day on a Throwback Thursday pinup.
You know, even in the current day, not too bad. You should invite Denzel to be a member.
So I...
Can you put the headset on Maddie, by the way? I would love for her take on all of this perversion.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's
review
take.
And comment on the news, as only our Oblivion Bloviator can do it. The views expect.
The views,
I'm trying
Mike.
To do five
the
different.
Views.
Don't
pulled that crap on me 5 seconds before.
Oh my God! Don't ask you to do something simple.
I can't. I don't see any.
Use
invite.
Your phone. Use your phone.
You too. I just don't want to use my phone.
Don't use your computer.
Guys, come on, it's time for Oscar's take. Oscar's take.
Review and comment of the news is only our Bolivian Bolivia can do it. The reviews, expressed by Oscar Santana do not reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any of the right-thinking people in the United States. And now, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, most parents say having kids was the best thing they've ever done. But only in the middle of yelling at them to sit down, shut up, and finish their dinner. A new survey found the average parent has 6 separate arguments with their kids each day.
6 a day?
That was, well, you're the father of 2. You don't have multiple arguments with your kids?
I guess it's surprising because Julia's at camp right now. That's why it seems low.
It works out to 42 arguments a week, 182 a month, and 2,184 a year. The saddest stat is you only win about half of those arguments. Most parents say they end up compromising a lot just to keep the peace. What is your take on that?
It's interesting that you even bring this up because yesterday I had a long conversation with a friend of mine from business school, right?
Okay.
And he said, are you planning to have kids in the next 2 years? Mm-hmm. And I said, no. He said, good. Because if you're trying to build a business and work at the rate you're working, there's no way you're going to be able to do it if you have kids.
Well, you only need 8 minutes.
No.
We're talking about the follow-through. Okay.
He goes,
that's 2 minutes.
The responsibility it takes to actually parent.
Mike, I include 6 minutes of begging.
In the first 2 years,
right?
If you actually want to be an active parent, is beyond anyone's scope because something will give.
Sure, something has to give.
Has to give, right?
Right.
And he said, if you're gonna try to take these next steps with your shows you're working on and these businesses you're trying to build, there's no way anyone's going to buy in or invest in your business if you're gonna have kids in the next 2 years. I bring all that up to say, if you don't know what you're getting into, and I don't think any of us do until you have a child, and I don't know until I have a child. While it is the best thing that'll ever happen in your life, I agree. It's taxing, and it's not always fun. I imagine I was from 15 to 18, I was a little S, and I'm shocked my parents did not disown me. And the fact that they went through that, and as a very young child, probably a similar deal from 2 to 5, like it's not just 18 years; it's your life.
That gives me a sad to hear it you does, say that. Does, but anyway,
are we waiting 2 years?
You're listening.
Responsibility.
To Oscar's
time. I barely can take care of a dog.
Oscar, a lady went into labor at Six Flags over Georgia's Hurricane Harbor Water Park on Monday. So far, she's only been identified by her first name, Crustina. It's not a typo. It's Crustina, not nice. Christina. Crustina.
That sounds delicious.
It's not clear if she was there with her family or what, or if the labor was prompted by any wicked water slides. But EMTs at the park helped deliver a baby boy named Matthew, and Crustina.
What's her name?
Crustina.
Yes.
Is doing great. Now Six Flags is saying congrats, giving them both Diamond Elite memberships.
Oh,
hey!
Which get them free visits to any Six Flags for life because she had the baby there. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
I think that Six Flags has done the right thing. The idea that if someone's born in your park, you give them a lifetime membership is great press, great pub.
Born to be alive.
Maybe... maybe a disclaimer about pregnancy. Maybe that font should be a little bigger about the rides and what's actually available. Also, why not help the public out? I would say, most of my summers at Six Flags doing radio promos because I was so close to the radio station.
Right,
exactly. And a lot of those kids, all they were looking for were not the rides that you could actually ride on, like the Superman ride. They were looking at other teenage girls and boys, seeing who they could meet. So when they split off with their parents or they were there with their friends, it was all about a different type of ride. So maybe maybe more disclaimers on she can get pregnant.
Yes.
Make sure that that condom is real.
That like, Scooby-Doo condom?
Yes, yeah, some of these could actually help at the park.
Oscar's take. Oscar's take.
Hey, Mike, this just in today. From Pony Boy Bloom. He sent this from the back room. Breaking news. He says, many people don't like The Equalizer because they found it too graphic.
Thank you very much, Pony. Graphic Equalizer, get it? You're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, look at him. Look. You want to see what their bond is? Puns. Puns are their bond.
That was like last break.
Yeah, I know. It was. You know, he just figured it out, but it obviously it had a shelf life.
For one.
Yeah, for one. Just because people like two individual foods doesn't mean they should be put together. I don't need dill pickle coffee, Sour Patch Kid meatloaf, or whipped cream or pork chops on pork chops. The world doesn't need this either. In case you didn't hear about this, last week, an ice cream parlor in Falkirk, Scotland,
yes,
started selling mayonnaise ice cream.
Oh.
They say it's a, quote, full-on hit of fat and cream followed with an eggy, milky aftertaste.
Ah.
And in a new poll, it just asked people if they'd be willing to eat it. And shockingly, about two-thirds of people said, bring it on.
Mm.
The other third wouldn't even want to sample the stuff. What is your take on mayonnaise ice cream?
I think we have it too good in this world. We are grossed out by the easiest things. We want everything, and we judge people that do other things. We all ate our boogers growing up, people.
He's ramped up today, isn't
like
he?
If you ever think, oh, that's gross, think about all the things you did as a kid. Think about all the places you poked and then put into your mouth. Like, forget about how gross it is to you. You don't have to try it if you don't want it. Grow up.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Oscar's take. Oscar, Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are a work of art, literally. Apparently, Alex has a huge picture of himself and Jennifer above his bed in the master bedroom of his Coral Gables mansion. This is according to Us Magazine. And his Florida mansion isn't the only one graced with his likeness. In 2009, the same magazine, Us, revealed that Rodriguez, who was dating Kate Hudson at the time, had two paintings of himself as a centaur hanging in his bedroom.
Oh, my God.
But it seems the photo with his current love is, according to Us, the most special. That's a source that tells Us Magazine that he really loves the picture of Jennifer and A-Rod up above the bed. Isn't that sweet? I welcome your take on that.
Guys, I love this. Because as another person that has been immortalized on canvas,
oil.
On oil, right? Two paintings.
Right.
The one of my big face.
Right.
Right.
I mean, a lot more of it today.
Right.
And then there's one of me set in a scene from Ghostbusters. And you probably haven't seen this one.
I have not.
So we
reveal. It's the other show that he does with people who care about him enough to give him paintings.
Yes. We reveal this
one.
It's
an art-based show, Mike.
Right.
It is an art-based podcast that explores museums.
At the Roast of Beau LeBlanc.
Yeah, culture.
The Big O and Duke show revealed, which I didn't know this was happening, a second piece of art.
Wow.
Right? The second piece of art was purchased, won by raffle by a listener. Mm. It is now hanging in Leesburg. It is as tall as Rob.
Wow.
I actually tried to buy that piece of art from the gentleman to put it up in my house.
Wow.
When you are on canvas and it is done right, it doesn't matter what you look like or if they're making fun of you or not.
Did you try to buy the original feeling. Or did you try to buy the Ghostbusters?
The one? Ghostbusters one. Not the original one is not for sale.
At any price.
The Ghostbusters one is that big?
It's as big. It's bigger than Rob.
Wow.
Not as thick as me, but as tall as
I've
me.
I've seen it. I think I saw it online, but I didn't know it was that
huge.
Large.
Huge.
That's wonderful. Wow. So you're all for these paintings.
I'm for it.
Go for it. I like it. You're listening to Oscar's take. Oscar, finally, 1 in 3 Germans think sex with friends is okay.
Yes.
Friends with benefits now apparently accepted by the general public in Germany, according to sociologist Janosch Schoben.
Hi.
From the University of Kassel, about the notion of sex outside of a romantic relationship. Schoben used the English phrase, which is also known as Freundschaft plus, or Sex unter Freunden in German. The study was conducted ahead of International Day of Friendship in Germany on July 30th and asked 2,045 Germans their opinion about all aspects of friendship. A full 60% of those surveyed said that in a friendship between a man and a woman, there stands a risk that one of the two will seek more than just friendship. About 20% of those surveyed said in a pure friendship between man and woman is simply not
possible. It's always in Weihstuppensteinen. The Stuppensteinen always takes place. What is your take, Oscar?
I have unique insight. I hosted a German foreign exchange student for 3 months.
Oh, I did not
in
know
high
that.
School. My senior Ooh. Year of high school.
Really?
And they, it was a troop of roughly 24 Germans.
Yes.
That came to our high school, and they were looking for more than just friendship as well. Because they, I remember that, I guess, second semester at school. I remember that spring, I was like, man, all my friends are dating German girls. Like, it was great. I'm for it. They're very yeah, progressive. Perfect.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's a great end to Oscar's day.
You know, Mike, it's not a good idea to date Germans because it will cost you a fortune in fudge.
A fortune in fudge. Did you?
Oh yeah!
Sample the strudel.
There's so many sweet, fun, like great, open minded.
You know, did you sample the strudel that was in your home?
No. It was a male.
Oh, that doesn't, male. That doesn't yes. necessarily mean no. Yeah.
No, that's right. Thank you, Rob. That's true. That's Oscar's take.
Oscar's we'll take take. A break.
It was an intimate.
Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spear. Thank you, Rob, for being very progressive.
Yeah,
there.
Thank we'll you. Right
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. Today's Amazon purchase of the day, Mr. Spiewak,
is one of my all-time favorites. I love when you buy something, say something, and I've said it before, Mike, all the way with Kiki K.
Kiki K!
Kiki K is here! She yeah. bought herself a Mindfold relaxing mask or relaxation mask, and it's a soft padded mask that allows total darkness even if your eyes are open. It's comfortable, adjustable, and perfect for relaxation, and it's $13.96 with free shipping. You can relax in the middle of the day, great for napping or just unwinding at the office.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the mask and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, the only way you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you very much. Before we open the audio vault, just yes. a quick question, a personal thing for me.
Yeah.
Can you call a rental company that has daily rates and rent something for half a day? Because I do not need this vehicle.
What you
for
need
an
to do is
day.
Call. Are you anywhere near a Home Depot? They do trucks
they
by the hour.
Yes. Guess what? Guess what? Home Depot doesn't have rentals.
What? They don't?
The one in Ellsworth, it doesn't have them.
Balls.
Already checked. That's $19 and then $5 an hour.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
So they've got that. So I don't know what to do. I don't
call and offer.
You
offer.
Live. You. This is. These are the pain points of living.
Zach's truck is in the shop. So
living
I
in the middle of
Zach's
nowhere,
truck.
Mike. Your answer is no.
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 You can't do
in
it.
In the city, okay. you probably can, but. You don't have yeah. that many options.
What about TaskRabbit?
What about your Subaru?
Can't fit. Anyway, let's open up the audio vault.
Did you buy a solid brass baby pool?
No, I did not. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday. Thank you for July 27th, 2018. Question asked and answered. Let's go.
The right, gentleman wants to move on. Mike, are you familiar with this tape?
102, take two.
Forgive me, not that. I want you to hear this tape.
The French.
Yes, that is Orson Welles and an outtake from a commercial read.
Or Paul Masson champagne or champagne-styled sparkling wine. Wouldn't that make a great dance mix?
102, take two.
That is absolutely lovely.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. The French. The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. The French.
I wouldn't go to France.
The French.
he has like a natural rhythm in his speaking. It actually yeah. lends itself to the beat.
Ah, the French.
I can't believe this is so relevant.
I know,
right?
Yeah, I mean that's not a listener of our show, right?
No, I got it. I found it on YouTube.
Yeah. This is crazy.
And he was loaded when he was doing that.
Out of his mind,
pretty like cool. Really completely bombed. There we go. Orson Welles, ladies.
So there
and
you
gentlemen.
Go. I hear that at a club this weekend. You know, dance like Orson Welles with a big smock and a big floppy bow tie. The older
black
Orson Welles
smock jacket that he wore, and then he wore like big giant coats too.
Problems in England, Mike. A guy named Kenneth Tisson has a topiary. Do you know what topiary is? It's when you sculpt a hedge to look like something.
Oh, cool. Like an Edward Scissorhands.
Exactly. Precisely.
No, it's like WJFK 10800 Main Street when Bob Skin used to do that. It got the curly clue shrubbery outside of the building.
Bob, those trees look like ice cream cones.
They do. Lovely, curly ice cream cones. Anyway. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Bob. Well, there's a shrubbery that this guy had. It's called Privet, P-R-I-V-E-T, V-E-T, and he sculpted it to look like a reclining woman. It's actually quite lovely, but there's a problem. People are sneaking up and having sex with it.
But climbing on top of her and pulling her legs apart, you know, it's disgusting. You just peered out about 4:30 in the morning. And there was a guy on top of her and, you know, he was just kind of going through the motions of having sex with her. I mean, it makes me feel a bit sick, really, because I'm thinking, no, it's just not the way to behave, you know, in lots of ways. But
it's true. And, you know, it's
he's
really,
right.
It's surprising because Bush really hasn't been popular since the 70s.
Okay. That was the entire purpose of that segment.
It was. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, everybody.
Not here Wednesday, as you know, but apparently, and I heard it, you got a phone call from a guy who worked in a library shredding papers and he doesn't have the gift of sight.
Yes.
His name is Preston Gaylor, and he sent us an introduction for the show. And I'd like to play that.
He said he wanted to do it. He said he wanted to do a promo for
us. And so we can air it here and spotlight it, and who knows, maybe we can use it in a show open in the near future.
All right.
But I wanted to give Preston Gaylor his due.
Good day. This is Preston from Red Lion, Pennsylvania. And right now you are locked into your most favorite part of the day. Well, besides that delicious coffee and that delicious omelet, it's the one and only Mike O'Mara Show. Starring Mike O'Mara, Rob Speedwack, and Oscar Santana. And now, live from their Beautio studios in Washington, D.C., here's the one and only, Mike O'Mara.
Preston!
Love it! That's so cool.
Preston, you kick ass, Preston. Yeah. Nice job, buddy.
Sorry, Mike.
Nice
job. Was so rude to you when you called.
S-P-E-W-A-K spells Speewack.
Sorry, Mike didn't believe you were blind.
Well, yeah, the shredding of the paper, it was dicey at best. Yeah, very scary. I close with this.
Visually Mike, challenged there, Oscar Santana.
He said he was blind. He said he was blind.
One of the great moments when Oscar said, turn us on to all your blind friends.
Yeah, he said he was blind.
I understand.
He can say it.
It's just funny. I like you did the preemptive.
We need more blind friends.
Like they're all hanging out together. There's a club, maybe.
Like there's a club.
Blind listeners would be better listeners. You know why?
Why? We wouldn't have to do the YouTube?
All right. Stop it, both of you. Can we move on, please?
They're more
Thank
active
you.
Listeners.
They are. They're very, very into it. Mike, I know you love Canada. I don't trust them, but you
love
Canada.
I'll be visiting Canada this summer.
Will you go to Vancouver?
No, it's too far away.
Okay, we're closed with this. I think you're going to really appreciate the new voice. You know, you do the Metro voice, right?
Boom, boom.
Yeah, this is the voice of the mass transit in Vancouver now.
Hey, Vancouver, it's Seth. Here's a tip to make your transit ride even more awesome.
Seth Rogen is now the voice of their transit company because he comes from Vancouver, and when he goes home, he rides on it. So now, when you get on mass transit, you get Seth Rogen.
Hey, Vancouver, it's Seth. Here's a tip to make your transit ride even more awesome. I know your bag is probably very nice and you care deeply for it, but that doesn't mean it needs its own seat. Those are very nice sneakers, but it's kind of a horror show on the sole. So get those feet off the seat. My mom might be sitting there one day. Come on.
And he does a laugh at the end of the announcement. It's almost enough reason to ride a Vancouver subway.
Love
That's your magic audio vault.
Come on, Vancouver.
Have
Don't
a great
give me
weekend,
a sad.
Everybody.
All right, welcome. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Father French.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.